quick video in response to a contention that was put forth by some atheists and Christians on one of the last videos I made, where I discussed how the historically speaking Christianity, you know, was against free thinking, against science, against rationality, and hence, you know, because of the oppression of the church, eventually you had the Enlightenment, etc. The claim that was made by some of the Christians there, some of the atheists as well, was, well, hold on a second, Islam is the same. Islam discourages you from being rational and engaging in science. Well, to refute this claim, to do away with this, if you like, misinformed view, I'd like to go straight to the source text, the Quran, and share just one verse with you, which I believe adequately does away with this claim. There are many verses, by the way, in the Quran which refer to reason and rationality, where God encourages us to not only be rational, to think, to reflect, but also to study, to see, to observe the world around us. But this particular verse, I think, is profound because not only does it highlight this, but secondly, it reminds us of the origins of the faculties that we need to engage in, you know, rational thought and science, and why we've been blessed with these faculties and why we are to engage in the use of these faculties. Something atheism has to remain silent on. All atheists can do is, well, you know, they can just turn around and say, well, we're rational. Well, we have senses and we can, therefore, we should study the world. Why? Well, they have no answers. Where do they come from, these faculties? Well, we don't know. The best guess is evolution, but we're finding it very difficult to bridge that gap and account for, you know, our truth-bearing rational faculties, etc. But nevertheless, let me go straight to the verse. This is the verse which this verse is found in the 16th chapter of the Quran, verse 78, where God says, and I'm going to read the Arabic and translate it for you. But God says, "Wallahu akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum, la ta'lamuna shay'an." So here God says, and He brought us forth from our mother's wombs, not knowing anything. And then God says, وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمَعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفَئِدَ. This is very interesting because God then says, and He gave us, He made for us our senses, which are, He gave us hearing, and He gave us sight, and He gave us أَفَئِدَةَ. أَفَئِدَة here is referring to the intellect. This could also refer to the heart, but what's interesting about this word is that it signifies movement. It's used for the heart in the Quran, where whenever what's being represented is a heart which is inflamed by emotion. So it signifies activity. And what's also very, very interesting is when you go to the study of this particular word, one thing you see, there are other words that come from the same root as this word comes from, which refer to a place where you bake things. So for example, if you were to take dough, put it into an oven and bake it and it becomes bread, that's what this signifies. So, and what's very interesting is the intellect works in a very similar way, because when you're reasoning, what you're doing is you're taking in data and information, you're cooking it, literally, you're baking it, and then you're coming out with an output, a conclusion, right? Literally, and this is why we even have idioms in the English language, such as, well, you know, you're cooking the idea, or he's cooking the idea, you know, it's baking in my mind. We use such idioms, right? So it's very interesting how precise the Quran is from this perspective, as far as word choice is concerned, when it wants to refer to the intellect. So God says that He brought us out of our mother's wombs, not knowing anything, and then He gave us hearing and sight and intellects, minds. Why? God highlights that as well. لَأَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that you're grateful. So that you're grateful. So first and foremost, the particular verse outlines clearly that God is the one that gave us these faculties. He gave us these abilities. And what's very, very interesting here, guys, is first God refers to the senses, hearing and sight, and then the intellect, the mind. Two things, the senses and the intellect, both which are required to engage in the sciences, in the study of the world around us. Bertrand Russell refers to both of these things when he's trying to provide an account for science. Or explain what science is. He refers to it as science as an attempt to discover by means of observation and reasoning based upon it. Very same thing mentioned in the Quran over 1400 years ago. Isn't that very, very interesting? And then God highlights why He gave us these faculties, so that we may be grateful, so that we may use these faculties, study the world around us, observe the world around us, reason upon it. And when we do this, and we do this with an honest heart and a clear mind, we would see God's signs. We would see the blueprint of God which surrounds us. And by seeing this, we will become grateful. and gratitude which would emanate from our hearts from for everything that God has placed around us in this world, which we could admire and appreciate and study, this admiration would lead to gratitude, which will naturally stem from our hearts. And gratitude is a part of worship. And worship, according to the Quran, is the purpose of our existence. Isn't that amazing? That God gave us tools and faculties to help us in fulfilling the purpose of our existence, which is to know Him and to worship Him. How merciful and loving is our Creator. But on atheism and naturalism, what do we have, guys? Oh, wow, we have these faculties, these abilities. Let's use them. Oh, wow, we can use them. But what ends up happening is we use them and we become arrogant. We start thinking of ourselves as God. Oh, I can do these amazing things. I can discover these amazing things. But for what ends? For what reason? If all it's doing on atheism and naturalism is just blowing our ego out of proportion, making us more and more arrogant. And we see no reason, there's no real underlying meaning behind studying the world or using our intellect. Why? How does understanding geometry or being able to calculate the diameter of a particular planet or how or the diameter of the Milky Way galaxy, you know, or figuring out some crazy, you know, equation, how is that helping you survive and pass on your genes? How is that relevant to your survival and reproduction from a purely biological, evolutionary, atheistic, naturalistic perspective? Something to think about. Anyway, I'll leave you guys with this. May God bless you. Until next time, take care. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section below. Assalamu alaikum.